Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing with our topic, Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and we saw yesterday that we paskin like Shmuel in the Gemara, and accordingly, Kiddush B'Makom Suda means that where you say your Kiddush, that is where you have to eat your Suda. And if you just have Kiddush in one place, you cannot go and have a Suda in a second place unless you're going to say the Kiddush again. Otherwise, you're not fulfilling the requirement of Kiddush. You have to have the Suda where you say Kiddush. So now we're going to have to define in the future a number of things, but we're going to focus today on what does that mean in the same place that you have to have your Suda where you say Kiddush. We're also going to have to define, Emir Tashem, we'll start this tomorrow, what does that mean, a Suda? Meaning that if you have Kiddush and you have to eat a Suda there, do you have to eat the entire meal? Do you have to have a little bit challah? Do you have to have a mezonos? Is that sufficient and not your challah? So Emir Tashem, we will start defining what that means, this Suda that has to come after your Kiddush in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. But today we're going to focus on what does it mean to be in the same place, that Kiddush B'makom Suda, I have to eat the Suda. Does it mean in the exact same place that I have Kiddush? What if it's across the room? What if I have Kiddush upstairs and I want to have the Suda downstairs, or the reverse? What if I want to go to my neighbor for the meal? So I'm just going to have Kiddush by me. I like my grape juice better than his. I like my wine better. And then we'll go right next door in order to have the meal with my friend. So in fact, the Orach HaShulchan says there are actually three different demarcations, three different options here when it comes to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And we're going to go through the three of them in defining what is okay, what is considered the same place, and you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush, even though you're going to move a little bit. It's not going to be exactly where you said Kiddush. You're going to have your meal a little bit of a different place. And we'll see alternatives that it's not going to work. It's too different of a place. It's not considered the same. B'makom Kiddush is not considered the same place. And accordingly, you're going to have to eat something in the original place where you have Kiddush, or you're going to have to repeat the Kiddush. You're not going to fulfill the mitzvah if you eat elsewhere. So it goes like this, says the Orach HaShulchan. There are three different divisions, three different options here. When it comes to Becheder Echad Mipina Lepina, if you're in the same room, you said Kiddush in one room, but you go from one corner to another. So it's in the same room, but you're going to a different place in the same corner, in the same room. That is considered Makom Suuda. That is considered the place. This is the same place, the same location. So I am having the Kiddush and the Suda in the same place, even though it's not exactly the same place, but it's in the same room, even though I've gone to corner to quarter. And that is the case even if I have in mind, when I'm saying the Kiddush, I was expecting to eat in the exact same place. I have the dining table on this side of the room, and obviously we're going to have Kiddush, and I'm going to have the Suda in the exact same place. But right then, something happened. A leak broke out right over the table, and we had to move to a different location in the same room. As long as it's in the same room, even if you intended to eat at the original place, and now you're effectively going against your intention, because your intention was to not eat in the other corner, it doesn't matter. It's not considered a change of location, because it's in the same room, and that is considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. You're eating your Suda in the place of your Kiddush. So that is number one. Number two goes like this, moving from room to room, to a different room. So it's in the same building, but you're going to a different room and you can't see from room one to room two. So that is a change. It's not in the same room in this instance. Or similarly, if you go to a different floor, so for example, you're on floor number one and you go to floor number two, you're floor number two for Kiddush and you want to go to floor number one for the Suda. So in this instance, because it's not in the same room, what the requirement is, im kiven b'shasa Kiddush le'achol b'amakom ha'sheni, if you had in mind when you're saying Kiddush that you're going to be eating elsewhere, but in the same building, you're going to a different floor or a different room on the same floor that doesn't see each other, then it would be permitted. But if you did not have it in mind, then it's not going to be permitted. If you didn't have it in mind, then that's going to be actually in our third option and the third possibility, that is going to be problematic. So far we've said, number one is if you're in the same room, even though you've moved from place to place in that room and you didn't have in mind, you didn't have it in mind at all that you were going to move, that's not considered a move and that is going to be totally fine. It would be Kiddush B'Makom Suda. That is considered the same place. Division number two is when you go from room to room and you can't see the back to back. You can't see from place to place. Or you go from one floor, a different story in the house, but it's all in the same building. The condition is you have to have in mind when you said the Kiddush that you can eat somewhere else. If you had that in mind, that is going to be fine. It'll be considered the same place, Kiddush b'makom suda. If you did not have it in mind, then it's not going to be acceptable. And the third possibility here is when you're in two different buildings. You wanted to say Kiddush in building number one, and even if it's next door, but it's building number two, going from place to place, even if you have in mind when you say Kiddush, that is not going to be acceptable. So even if you have in mind, I'm in my home and I'm going to eat by my neighbor, he's right next door, and I've been having in mind when I say Kiddush that the suda is going to be next door, that does not work. That's considered a different location. That is not Kiddush b'makom suda. And says the Orach HaShulchan, "Mechuyav lecho kezayis mesonos l'kol hapachos b'makom haKiddush." You're going to have to eat a minimum of a kezayis of mesonos in the first place where you have Kiddush. And if not, then you are going to have to repeat Kiddush in the next location. Vilav tzarech lekadish b'makom suda b'amacheres. You're going to have to repeat the Kiddush in the new location. You didn't have a kiyum. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah in the new location. So just to recap real quickly, if you're in the same room, even if you don't have it in mind that you're going to be eating elsewhere when you say the Kiddush, doesn't matter. It's all good. That is the same location. If you are going to a different room that you cannot see, you want to have Kiddush in one room and you want to go to the other room for your suuda, as long as you have it in mind, or if you want to go to a different floor in the same building, if you have it in mind, that's acceptable. If you did not have it in mind, that's not going to be acceptable. And the third division, third possibility, is different buildings. Even if you have it in mind when you say the Kiddush that I'm going to eat elsewhere, that does not work, and you would have to either eat a mezonos at the first location right after your Kiddush and then continue elsewhere, or you're going to have to repeat the Kiddush in that second location. Have a wonderful day.